tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, throughout history and across all cultures, there's always been people who claim to have special powers. I don't know, the ability to predict future events and, I don't know, see things that the rest of us cannot. I don't know, some people even claim to be able to contact the dead. Well, while some people dismiss some claims as, I don't know, just fanciful rubbish, and there does seem to be a growing interest in all things psychic and supernatural. Well, here to look at these issues, we're joined now live on the line by Donna Fallon, who is a psychic medium. Donna, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
My pleasure. I have to tell you, I've just been dancing around the room to that music. I loved it.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic, isn't it? It's the Temples. It's called Keep in the Dark.
Oh, I do like
it's
just, it.
Yeah, it's a fairly new one.
Even though I'm in the light, I did like the music.
I know. I have a good old dance around. That's what we do.
Definitely.
We do it at the studio. My dancing works on radio. It doesn't work very well on anything else, though, you see. That's why I like it, Danny.
Okay.
Anyway, psychic medium. What exactly is a psychic medium?
Well, basically, like you said, I do have the ability to predict the future, and I do have the ability to talk to people, I guess you would say, have passed away. So that's what a psychic medium is. I'm doing a UK theatre tour right now, and I'm really excited because I'm going to be on Saturday embarking at the Broadway Theatre.
The Broadway Theatre embarking, yeah. It's a great little theatre, isn't it?
I've not been before.
So, I can't believe that. It's a fantastic little place. They do lots of interesting shows. They do a lot of community stuff there as well.
Lovely.
And it's a great venue. Oh, you're going to like it there. And that's on Saturday, is it?
Yes, it is. 7:30 start. I'd love to see as many people there as possible. I had an amazing evening last night. I was in Croydon in the Ashcroft Theatre in Fairfield Halls, and I had an amazing audience last night.
I tell you what, though, but you say you're a psychic medium. How did you find out you were psychic? Have you always been like that? Were you born like this? What happens? How does it happen?
Okay, well, my story is quite different to most psychics. It's quite interesting because for me, you know, up until the age of 40, 41, I was an average housewife. Not that housewives are average, because being a mum is the hardest job in the world. But what I mean is I didn't know I had this ability. I had no confidence in myself. I couldn't even drive a car. You know, I was so busy being a mum. And what happened was my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, they both passed away very tragically in the
past 2 weeks.
There was only 2 weeks gap between them. And that's what led me to go. And I went along to a spiritualist church. I'd never been to one before. And what happened basically was the medium turned to me, and the message she gave me, she told me my daughter's name of Jade. She told me that I'd passed my driving test, that I had the ability to become a medium, and that I would travel the world and mix with celebrities. Well, I thought she was crazy, but I did. You know, everything else she said was spot on. And basically, that meeting changed my life forever. And 5 years down the line, I am traveling the world. I've done a lot of celebrity readings. It's all happened. So, yeah, my story is very interesting. Mediums are born, you know, they're born.
So you're just born with these powers. You can't learn how to do it or anything like that. It's not something you could read a book on or study it or whatever, yeah.
I did. Once I learned I had the ability and I started to hear and see the spirits, I attended workshops and things like this to train. So you can train.
Mm. I mean, have you ever contacted other people? I mean, I'm sort of talked to other people as well, because it's like, say, here on New Sound Radio, 92 FM, we've also, he's coming back, actually, it's Pundit Patak, who's an Indian astrologer. Have you ever spoken to any Indian astrologers at all?
I work a lot in Japan because I've signed a big contract over there, and I do a lot of lectures. I work with Yuri Geller doing lectures on the stage.
Right, very famous one.
I've not, but I'd love to. India's a place I'd love to go, and I'm very interested in astrology. I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about it, but I am very interested in it.
When people go to your show, I mean, I'm trying to think what happens at the show there. I mean, without giving too much away, what actually happens? What happens?
Well, basically, we have a lot of fun, a lot of laughter. It's an amazing evening. I basically go around the audience giving people their names. Last night in the show, I had a spirit grandmother with me, and I pointed to the lady, and I said, your nana's saying, I'm so happy I'm talking to Alison. And the lady was gobsmacked and said, my name is Alison, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, always about...
That's a bit... I tell you what, there's something I find a bit scary about that.
Really? But it depends.
Yeah. Because like some people don't say, I don't know, these are dark matters and you shouldn't really be interfering with these. And what would you say to that?
Everybody's entitled to their own personal opinion. But the feedback I get after shows and people hug me and kiss me and are crying and thank me so much, that's what it's about. That's why I do it. So they're not dark matters if you do it with the right intent and you're doing it to help people.
Right, okay. Yeah. I mean, is it what you're doing? It kind of straddles a couple of camps. I mean, is it entertainment? Is it information? Is it what? Is it a spiritual? What is it exactly? Or is it all of those?
It's whatever you want to class it to be. Because it's a show and it's an evening in the theatre, then yes, it is an evening of entertainment. But also, it is spiritual and it is giving people upliftment and hope. So for me personally, I say it's a bit of everything. And it is becoming a lot more popular. A lot more people want to go out to the theatre and see something different.
There is there's a growing interest, isn't there, in psychic powers and so generally the super... why do you think that is?
I think because times are changing, you know, people are changing. And also, it's interesting, I do get a lot of men and women come to my theatre shows. So it's a nice mixture, which is nice.
Okay, yeah. I mean, is it young people, old people? Who is it?
All different. Okay. I get youngsters, I get elderly, all ages. There really is no, you know, specific. I can't normally say that, but I did. They're all different, you know. Sons and daughters come, and wives and husbands, a whole range of people.
Okay. Okay, so your show, it's, go on, tell us about it. So at the Broadway Theatre in Barking.
Yes, 7:30 start.
Yep.
I will be doing the meet and greet afterwards, because I love to chat to as many people as possible who've come to the show. I'm really excited to be coming to Barking. And there will be a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, a lot of upliftment, a lot of amazement. You know, last night there was a lot of people amazed, which is great. That's what it's about.
Yeah, anyway, I tell you what, I did have a quick look on the website as well. There are a few, they're going fast, but there was a few tickets left for that. And you can get it, what's it, on the website, which is www.thebroadwaybarking.com. And what, they're £17.50 and £15.50 for concessions as well.
Lovely, thank you for that.
So that's all right then. Okay, I tell you what, we've got to go to the break now, yeah? And I tell you what, predictions, my guest just walked in here, ran in the door, yeah, made it in here, yeah. We could have predicted that, really, couldn't we? I knew it was going to happen. Knew it was going to happen in the end. But I tell you what, though, just before we go, one thing I want to ask you. There's one reason, people should come, and one thing that people will get out of coming to your show when they come on Saturday night. What would that be?
They'll feel happy and they'll have belief, and you know, all of us, you know, often we've all got challenges and things going on in our life. But by coming to my show, they'll have upliftment and they'll have great fun. So that's worth it.
It certainly is. I'll tell you what, Donna Fallon, psychic medium, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. And I'm sure it'll go well on Saturday. And you won't be a stranger. You'll come, maybe pop down our studio sometime, will you?
I really would. You've got a lovely voice.
Have I? Oh, okay. Yeah. I tell you what, I've got a lovely voice and I'm a great dancer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just doing it now.
I've got my onesie on and I was dancing around in my onesie. A leopard skin one.
Hang on, this is a family show. Okay, Donna Fallon, psychic medium, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.